And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I will be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based tracks, kirtan, stuff to do with chanting, bhakti culture, all that fun stuff. I hope you're doing good. We're going to start things off with a track by Chevy Sabah, DJ Chevy Sabah, from Devotion, entitled Aye Bhairav Bholanath, and this features the vocals of Anup Jalota. Bholanath is a name of Shiva, much like the name Ashutosh, which means one who is very easily pleased. Said that Shiva is easily pleased by his devotees simply by offering a little water and chanting some prayers to him, such as the mantra Om Namo Shivaya. You can give me a call if you like, 604-822-2487. We're going to have a bit of an eclectic mix throughout the show today. Here's DJ Chevy Sabah and Anup Jalota with Aye Bhairav Bholanath.
Yeah. Thank you. Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakandita
An exploration of sound, art, nature, and the infinite. Motion. Notion. July 19th to 23rd in a spectacular mountainous location near Golden, B.C. Check out 5 stages with 27 headliners, including The Crystal Method, Dirty Phonics, Savoy, Bare Noise, Gaudi, John 00 Fleming, Subvert, and others. Motion. Notion. July 19th to 23rd, Golden, B.C. Tickets and info at motionnotion.com.
At the Vancouver Aboriginal Child and Family Services Society, our mission is to protect and value our children, our future, our responsibility. We are seeking caring people in the Greater Vancouver and Richmond area who are willing to share their homes and provide foster care for Aboriginal children in need. We invite you to join our circle of caring. Contact us at 604-216-7447 with any questions, or if you would like to learn more and talk to a social worker. You can also visit us at vacfss.com.
We're back. You listen to Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver. We heard the first track with Chevy Sabah. From Devotion with the track entitled Aye Bhairav Bolanath. And after that we heard the Kirtaniyas from Heart and Soul with Vandeham Sri Guru. This is actually quite a long mantra. The first four words, I can read a little bit of a description here. Vandeham means I am offering my respects. Vande means offering my respects. Aham means I. Vandeham Sri Guru, all the gurus, all spiritual masters. The offering of respect direct to the spiritual master means offering respect to all the previous acharyas. Acharya means like teacher. Oh, actually one who teaches by example. Guruin means plural number. All the acharyas, they are not different from one another because they are coming in the disciplic succession from the original spiritual master and they have no different views. Therefore, although they are many, they are one. So this is how a particular lineage works. In yoga, that there's an original teaching coming from a source which is considered to be beyond the realm of the transient senses, and that source is passed down without change. This is what creates a lineage or a sampradaya or a parampara, a succession of gurus or teachers. In that way, it's considered that the potency of the original message is not lost. The next set is going to be a whole bunch of different things. We're going to hear from Kripa Moya from his release Chakram. We're going to hear from Gaudi and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, and also some Sufi music from Chaadi Kala. Oh, sorry, something from Sikh tradition, from Chaadi Kala Jatta with the Nand Sahib. We may also, if we have time, hear a bit of Tuvan throat singing as incorporated into a track by Manish Damor. First track is going to be by Zeb, a track that actually appeared on DJ Sultani's Yoga Lounge compilation called Balls of New York. So the ball tradition is actually very interesting, diverse. To some, it's considered to be an amalgamation of different traditions. But the center of their practice is devotion to the original source, the original personality. A little bit of a blurb here. Like the Baal, who rejects family life and all ties and roams the desert, singing in search of his beloved, the Baal too wanders about searching for his mana manus, or the ideal being. The madness of the Baal can be compared to the frenzy or intoxication of the Sufi Diwana. Like the Sufi, the Baal searches for the divine beloved and finds him housed in the human body. Baals can call the beloved saint, lord, murshid, guide, or guru, preceptor, and it is in his search that they go mad. There's a little bit of poetry by the Baals were like mostly, this is a tradition which is predominant in Bengal, in India, although said that the roots may actually be coming from a Sufi part of the Sufi tradition as well. Like I was saying, it's considered to be a bit of an amalgamation of different sects. This is some poetry by Rabindranath Tagore, or Tagore that was influenced quite a bit by the Baals. He writes, "The man of my heart dwells inside me. Everywhere I look, it is he. It is in my every sight, in the spark of light. Oh, I can never lose him. Here, there, and everywhere, wherever I turn, he is right there." Another bit of blurb. It says, "The music of the Baals, Baal Sangeet, is a particular type of folk song. It carries influences of Hindu Bhakti movements, as well as the Supi, a form of Sufi song exemplified by the songs of Kabir. Their music represents a long heritage of preaching mysticism through songs in Bengal, like Sahab Dhoni or Bolahadi sects. Baals croon from their hearts and pour out their feelings and emotions in their songs, but they never bother to write down their songs. Theirs is essentially an oral tradition, and it is said of the Lampakia, the greatest of all Baals, that he continued to compose and sing songs for decades without ever stopping to correct them or put them on paper. It was only after his death that people thought of collecting and compiling his rich repertoire. The lyrics of their song intertwine a deep sense of mysticism and an inspired longing for oneness with the divine entity." So that connectivity is called yoga, or that sense of oneness, to feel connected with the divine. And then one last little blurb, some information. It says, "The Baals are an ancient group of wandering minstrels from Bengal who believe in simplicity and life and love. They are similar to the Buddhists in their belief in the fulfillment which is reached by love's emancipating us from the dominance of self." A bit of poetry by Gagan Harkara. "Where shall I meet him, the man of my heart? He is lost to me, and I seek him wandering from land to land. I am listless for that moonrise of beauty which is to light my life, which I long to see in the fullness of vision and gladness of heart." So this is a track entitled Balls of New York by Zeb, as appearing on the Yoga Lounge release by DJ Asultani. We'll be back in about half an hour's time just to cap off the show. I hope you're doing good. You're listening to Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver. up a little bit, just to explain a little bit of what the origin of some of this material is. And that was Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, remixed by Goldie. I'll just read a little bit of information, not to break things up too much. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, a name which is neither well known or well pronounced by most Americans, is a pinnacle of success in Southern Asia and many other parts of the world. Hailed by many as the Pavarotti of Pakistan, Khan is the world's most celebrated qawwal. A qawwal is a specially trained male vocalist who performs qawwali, a musical expression of devotional poetry practiced by the Sufis. The Sufis, an ancient mystical sect of Islam, achieve spiritual enlightenment through music, much like a whirling dervish achieves a higher state of consciousness through dancing. And there's this one little quote that Khan says, many have said I have compromised my faith by coming to the West, but this is not so. To travel the world and open the hearts of those whose were previously closed is a joy worth the other sacrifices. The next track that I'm going to play is from the Anand Sahib. So just a little bit of a blurb. This bani is part of the Nitnam, or prayer, which are read by Amritdhari Sikhs in the morning. The bani was written by Guru Amar Das, the third guru of the Sikhs, and formed part of the five banis which are recited daily by baptized Sikhs. The bani appears, and it gives some information at where it appears in the Guru Granth Sahib. The word Anand means complete happiness or bliss. And it is said that the person who recites this holy bani daily with dedication, attention, and comprehension will achieve complete happiness in life. This is stated that Anand Sahib is also chanted at all ceremonies of the Sikhs, irrespective of the nature of event, be it a marriage or death. In the beautiful composition and with the grace of Sri Guru Amar Das, the mind and soul of a true Sikh remains steadfast and goal-orientated in all circumstances of life. In an awakened mind with Guru consciousness and intoxicated with the nectar of Nam, which means name, one is always tuned with the sweet will of the Lord in all ups and downs of life, in pain and pleasure alike. His is a mind which is ever luminous with Guru consciousness and is in perpetual intoxication of Nam and Amrit Bani, accepting without question the hukam of the Almighty. All dukkh, pain and sukh, pleasure appearing the same to the devotees, Sikh of the Guru. It says, furthermore, bliss Anand, or love of the beloved Satguru, is a strange and mysterious phenomenon. It is this supreme blissful Anand which flows from the mouth of Sri Guru Amar Das, the Guru loved with his beloved Satguru, that has inspired the Anand Sahib, which bursts out like showers of soothing rain in the overpowering heat of the midsummer sun. This is indeed an eternal blessing in the shape of holy Anand Sahib for the whole of mankind for all times to come. This bani is completely enveloping, engulfing, overwhelming, and gripping in its nature and effect. Pure Guru consciousness totally takes over. It completely encircles and grips all the faculties and senses of a true lover and opens the floodgates of pure love, the Puran, for him and his creation. One remains totally immersed in this ocean of bliss. This is just a little bit of a description of the experience of one who is immersed in devotion. And just the overwhelming experience that one can have in devotional practice. There's an opening of the heart that happens in that connection with the Nam, with the name. His track is actually recorded by, it's from a UK tour of Chadi Kalajata, simply titled Anand Sahib.
Yeah. ਸਾਚਾ ਨਾਮ ਮੇਰਾ ਆਧਾਰੋ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਮ ਆਧਾਰ ਮੇਰਾ ਜਨ ਭੁੱਖਾਂ ਸਭ ਗਵਾਈਆਂ ਕਰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤ ਸੁੱਖ ਮਨਿਆ ਵਸਿਆ ਜਨ ਇੱਛਾ ਸਭ ਪੁਜਾਈਆਂ ਸਦਾ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਇਟੋ ਜਿਸ ਦੀਆਂ ਇਹ ਵੱਡੀਆਂ ਕਹਿ ਨਾਨਕ ਸੁਣੋ ਸੰਤੋ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੋ ਪਿਆਰੋ ਸਾਚਾ ਨਾਮ ਮੇਰਾ ਤਾਰੋ ਵਰਨ ਪੰਚ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਤਿਤ ਕਰ ਸੁਭਾਗੈ ਕਰ ਸੁਭਾਗੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਾਜੇ ਕਲਾ ਜਿਤ ਕਰ ਤਾਰਿਆ ਪੰਚ ਦੂਤ ਤੁਧ ਵਾਸ ਕੀਤੇ ਕਾਲ ਕੰਡ ਕੁਮਾਰਿਆ ਗੁਰ ਕਰਮ ਪਾਇਆ ਤੁਧ ਜਿਨ ਕੋਸੇ ਨਾਮ ਹਰ ਕੈ ਲਾਗੇ ਕਹਿ ਨਾਨਕ ਤੈ ਸੁਖੋ ਆਗਿ ਕਰ ਅਨਹਦ ਵਾਜੇ
Self is the personality of the absolute truth. This is also one aspect of yoga and of spiritual discipline, the discovery that I am I as a self am linked up to a very much larger self who is unlimited. And Bhakti especially concentrates on establishing a relationship through devotion with the Supreme Self. Technique of bhakti is that instead of trying to, as in Ashtanga yoga, shut down the senses, well, that's basically what it does, is try to shut them down. Instead of trying to shut them down, engage them, that we can use our mind and our senses and connect them with transcendence. Practice of bhakti, whether it's within the Hindu traditions or the Christian traditions, bhakti is like a spiritual path that occurs all over the place. This is it always involves the engagement of the senses. And this is especially true with the mantra yoga. There's a mantra, the word mantra means a sound that can purify or deliver the mind, which is the goal of yoga. And that instead of just trying to empty out our consciousness of material things, instead if we connect our awareness with something spiritual, then automatically you become engaged positively on a spiritual way, then the detachment from the material is natural and easy. Is a sound that the Vedas contain, and these sounds do not really originate from the material world. They're transcendental sounds. Sound, the whole world was created. The first thing that appears is sound. So also by sound one returns to transcendence. And that's, and so there is this thing called spiritual or transcendental sound, and these are conveyed in mantras. And that if one brings chant these mantras, you're actually in connection with transcendence or with God.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986... The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Since 1963, the Vancouver Aboriginal Friendship Centre Society has been meeting the needs of Aboriginal people making the transition to urban Vancouver. The Friendship Centre provides programs in health, welfare, and equality, and has made its goal to help Aboriginal families, youth, adults, elders, and children access health information and education, and maintain their Aboriginal cultural ties and values. For more information or to volunteer, visit us at 1607 East Hastings Street or online at www.vacfs.org.
That pretty much brings us to the end of the show today. The last track you heard was just a little bit of a blurb by Ravindra Swarup talking about mantra yoga. Last track is going to be Manish Damore with Jewel in the Lotus. This is I'm going to read a little bit about Tuvan throat singing. Tuvan throat singing is one particular variant of overtone singing practiced by the Tuva people of southern Siberia. And let's see, the animistic worldview of this region identifies the spirituality of objects in nature, not just in their shape or location, but in their sound as well. Thus, human mimicry of nature's sounds is seen as the root of throat singing. An example is the Mongolian story of the waterfall above the Buyongol, or deep river, where mysterious harmonic sounds are said to have attracted deer to bask in the waters, where it is said that harmonic sounds were first revealed to people. Indeed, the cultures in this part of Asia have developed many instruments and techniques to mimic the sounds of animals, wind, and water. Sometimes explained that the natural world is a form of the Supreme Whole. Some of the ancient literatures explain how we can see the divine or presence in everything in existing in the world. Specifically, is quite common that people can recognize that level of higher beauty in the natural world, in nature. This track is from a release entitled Sadhana by Manish Damore, simply entitled Jewel in the Lotus. We'll be back next week for another installment of Mantra here on CITR Radio in Vancouver, 101.9 FM. You can go to mantraradio.co in your browser, and you can email us mantraradioshow@gmail.com. Coming up tomorrow night, I believe, there will be a Give Peace a Chant Kirtan gathering in Vancouver. Go to givepeaceachant.org to find out more information about that. It's at Open Door Yoga and 16th and Arbutus in Vancouver tomorrow night, I believe, at 8 p.m. But check out the website for more information about that. See you next week, Thursday, 4 p.m. for another installment of Mantra. Take care of yourselves. Namaste.